Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Kingdom Come, our second series of teachings with me, Jess Priest, and Pastor Fergus Buchan from MMI London. Thank you all so much for tuning in and joining us again tonight. If you missed last week's episode, it was our first episode back of 2022. But don't worry, you can catch it up on Gospel for Grandparent website. And the episode was from the Book of Psalm to give us encouragement for what we might encounter this coming year. But tonight, Pastor Fergus is going to be speaking and teaching from the book of John, chapter 14, where the truth in the scriptures offended many, and it's undeniably the only way we're going to get to the Father. So without further ado, over to you, Pastor Fergus.
Well, thank you, Jess. It's good to be back together again. Folks, I can't believe we're cracking on. We're in February now, and wow, we're into this new year. Yeah, last week was great, Jess, because that's where we find our courage, strength, and refuge. All right, that's good. But now I want to just get the playing fields, as I like to say, being an old ex-professional golfer, settled. So we know where we stand with the Word of God, and the truth will set us free. That's what it says, doesn't it, Jess, the Bible? But not everybody likes the truth. It's also knocked me a few times. Don't worry. But, you know, I've learned if it's the truth, I have to accept it. Don't you, Jess? Especially if a godly man or woman comes and says, hey, listen, scripturally, what you're doing, I don't like. Or then you've got to sit down and think, hang on a second. You know, opinions don't count. We know that. The verses and the scriptures count. Now, the playing fields, right? This scripture I'm going to bring just now is, wow, it's so important to all of us. Okay, so important. But before we get going, let's have a word of prayer and we enter it. Father God, we thank you for tonight. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, that you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son. But Lord, I thank you, Father God, that Lord, you only spoke the truth and we believe the truth and we believe every single word written in the Bible, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that the writings, the Psalms, the Proverbs, the teachings, the Gospels is there to help us, Father, not to hurt us. It's there to prosper us and look after us. So, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this verse tonight. And I thank you, Father, that I would expound it in a way that would be agreeable to you, not to anybody listening tonight. But, Lord, the verse I'm bringing is undeniable. And thank you for this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right, Jess, so what are we going to talk about? Whoa. We're going to talk about John chapter 14, verse 6. Now, this is one of the most basic and important passages in Scripture. Okay, let's read it. Jesus said to him, I'm talking to Thomas. I'm going to go backwards just now, as I normally do, minister, back and forth. But this is the whole crux of your salvation and anybody else's salvation. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Oh, here we go. Now, Jess sometimes calls me Uncle Fergus, which I'm so blessed to be called, because she's a spiritual daughter of mine. She calls me Pastor Fergus mostly, so I'm a pastor. This is Jesus speaking, Jess. Okay, it's in red writing. This is Jesus speaking. This blows everybody's theology right out of the water. It comes to you and says there's many roads to heaven. Think what I just said. Or many ways to heaven. I'm a good man. I'm a good girl. I tithe to the ministry. I don't swear. I'm not a fornicator. Surely God's got to take. I do good things. Like young Jess here, just as an example. I record Pastor Fergus's recordings, and sometimes I need to go to sleep, but I'm sitting up doing these recordings and getting them edited, and so I'm going to get into heaven because I'm working for this man of God. No, really. No, really. I've only been married once. Ah, okay. No, that's fine. What else can I think of? I'm faithful. Okay. That's not going to get you into heaven. They're not bad things, Jess. I mean, we're called to live a godly life, aren't we? But this is going to get you into heaven. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but through me. You've got to have belief and faith in Jesus Christ, Son of God. It's the only way you're going to get into heaven. I can promise you that. I know that because I know it. How can we know the way to God? Only through who? Jesus. He is the Son of God. Jesus is the way because he is both God and man. He came down to earth, born of a virgin, we know that, came fully God and fully man, and his life lasted 33 years, and his ministry lasted 3. Those 3 years, because he's God, changed the world. You know, the name of Jesus Christ is either beloved and loved and adored or is hated. There's no in-between in this world. So you're telling me I have to believe in Jesus to get to heaven? Yes, because he says so. Not because I say so or Jess says so. No, he says so, Jess. But I can't believe that. Well, I can tell you why. Because he died and rose again. Do you know another God, Jess, that died and rose again? I don't know of another one. All these gods that these religions are serving nowadays, their bones are still in the ground. Jesus Christ's body was never found because he rose. You know, at the beginning of chapter 14, he says this: let your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, but believe also in me. Well, I just told you, he's God and he's Jesus. He's two in one. It's the Trinity. In fact, it's three. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Right, Jess? That's scripture. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Who is he talking about here, Jess? Where are these mansions, Jess? They're in heaven, aren't they? He is going to prepare a place. Not me, not Jess, not some. I've written a book. I've got another book coming out, and maybe who knows? I don't know. But I can't go and prepare a mansion for you there. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Heaven. He's coming back again, isn't he, Jess? And I believe he's... What did some pastor, some guy wrote something this week? I loved it. He's not on his way. He's very close. He's checking in, the checking in counter. That's very close. I love it. Anyway, you must be an evangelist like me. That mansion is prepared for you in heaven. He's prepared for you in heaven. You see, I'll come to something just now, a thought that came to me. And where I go, you know, and the way, you know. Now, let me read that again to you. This is verse 4, chapter 14, verse 4. I'm not going past chapter 6. And where I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas said to him, now who's Thomas, Jess? The old doubter. Doubting Thomas, that's where the expression comes from. Unless I see his hands and put my hand in his side, I won't believe it's Jesus Christ. And of course, when the Lord walked through the wall of the upper room, I mean, Thomas must have had a heart attack. And then Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but through me. I was in discussion with a Muslim guy a couple of months ago, and he said one of the biggest things that he loves the Bible, he believes Jesus is a good man. He wasn't a man, he was God. No. I don't believe in a God that dies. I said, but he did die, but he rose again. Yeah, but he doesn't. My God doesn't die, wherever his God was. What I realized, brothers and sisters, and you've got to understand this, and this is the hard part now that I'm coming to Jess. All roads lead to heaven. And that's your big religions or false religions. I'm not a religious man, Jess knows that. I'm just a follower and believer in Jesus Christ. In fact, I hate religion. It's caused so much trouble in the world. Religion's turned so many people away from Jesus Christ. Man-made rules.
I agree.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, Jesus even says, you follow the traditions of your fathers. And those fathers and those sons, what do? They crucified Jesus. But what I realized, and in the ministry, and I've been in ministry for quite a few years now, and I don't know everything, but believe me, I don't, Jess, but I've been around. If a person doesn't believe in the word of God, then you got, what else have you got? You've got to shut up. That's it. Close it. Walk away. I've done it often. It wasn't you, it was your mum, I think, or Natasha. Somebody was with me in the streets of London last year, and this guy started to argue with me. And I said to him, excuse me. I said, do you believe the word of God? He says, not one word. I said, thank you, bye-bye. I walked off. Well, how can I argue with an infidel? How can I argue with an unbeliever so reprobate like that? Now, I know God can touch him. I know that. Okay? If you take this scripture here and don't stand on it and believe it, well, there's only two places you can go. And I spoke to a gentleman this last Saturday with my wife in the street. She came with me. I said, listen, if you die, there's two places you can go to, eh? So he says to me, yes, sir. I said, where? He says, he went like this, heaven. I've got my feet, can't see me, but heaven or down there, hell. I said, right. I said, where do you want to go? He says, heaven. I said, you better pray with me. He says, I will. I'll pray right now. What I mean is, sadly, there's a hell. So what does that mean, Jess? That's where unbelievers go. Yeah. Matthew 7. Deny me before man, and I'll deny you before my Father, which is in heaven. So there's a heaven and a hell. Now, sadly, I say it again. Sadly, there's a hell. That means not everybody's going to heaven, Jess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crikey, that's pretty basic, isn't it? But Jesus says here, He is the only way. He's the only way we can get into heaven. It's like that, we've done so many of these programs now, but that hippie girl that came to Christ and she had that vision. And she stood before the judgment seat, and the pastor came first, and went that way, and then an evangelist came that way. And she thought, well, goodness, Jess, what chance have I got? And Peter said, or the Lord said, it wouldn't be Peter. That's just fables. It was the Lord who judged you, and said, why should I let you into heaven? And she said, only because of the blood of Christ. She believed in Jesus Christ, Son of God. And that is one of the biggest deceptions in the world today, Jess. People will want to hear good stories, great opinions, classical orators, beautiful singers, great service. But the name of Jesus is very seldom mentioned. And this scripture, I don't hear mentioned. Okay? And that's the basis of Christianity. That there is what it's all about. Well, you know, Fergus, the road to heaven's a bit too narrow, I would argue. It's very difficult. Well, you know what I say to them? Well, it's wide enough for the whole world. It's only narrow because you love your sin. Jesus is sinless. And he knows we're all sinners. Don't get me wrong. I mean, looking at this one talking here, probably one of the biggest was. Still am. But by his grace and my belief in him, I can get to the Father, I can get into heaven. I am the way, Jess. He says, I'm the truth. Everything that Jesus ever spoke about was true. Remember the woman at the well?
Mm.
Hey, we must preach on that one day. And he sat there and she said, I'm not married. He says, I know, you've had five husbands. And the one you're living with is not your husband. She nearly fell into the well. You can't fool God. And he said, if you drink of the water I can give you, you'll never thirst again. And she did. And she went back to town, and we know this changed the whole town. And they all became believers. He was the way. Wasn't one of the disciples that came back with the food, and because they went looking for food, and he said, I'll just sit here. He knew that woman was coming. But she believed in him, and she got saved. Having five husbands, the one she was living with, a guy that, you know, I don't think she lived with him after that, because she would have kicked him out and either got married or yeah, whatever. So let's just read it again, and let's just think about this. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Confirmed in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, and 1 Timothy 2:15. Jesus Christ, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Brothers and sisters, stand on this word of God. It's so important, because if you wishy-washy, dilly-dally the scriptures around to get somebody saved, and it's a false teaching, you are standing before God, because his blood or her blood will be on your hands. Rather let them get annoyed with you or argue with you or tell you this is ridiculous, who's Jesus Christ, whatever, but tell them the truth. It's the only way we're going to get into heaven. It's the only way I'm going to get there. What? After 25 years of ministry, crusade, I'm not going to go down any further down the road. Or Jess serving Christ since she's been a young girl. You're not going to get into heaven because of that, Jess. You're only going to get in because of Jesus Christ, Son of God, who shed his blood for you. Amen.
Amen.
And believe me, Jess, this has offended a lot of people. A lot of religions in this world. Plenty. Well, I'd rather, I had a saying, and Auntie Joe often remarks on this, Jess. He says, my husband always says, I'd rather offend you into heaven than tickle your ears into hell. That's it, Jess. That's me. Amen. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, I trust that you have sparked something in your spirit. Read that scripture. Go and meditate on it. Understand it. And understand why you say, because of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray, Jess. Thank you, Father, for this time. Thank you, Lord, for the scripture. And thank you, Father God, for revealing to us that your Son, Jesus Christ, is only the truth and the way to get to you. It's only by him and his blood. Lord, until we meet again next week, I pray favor, blessings, and protection over every listener that's on this station. And I pray a special blessing over our brother in Christ, Rob Rowe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jess.
Thank you.
Till next week.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Fergus, for sharing that with us. And thank you to everyone that tuned in tonight. If any of you have any questions or prayer requests, please send them in to our new prayer email address. And it's mmi.londonprayer@gmail.com. So we'll see you all next week. And don't forget to tune in and join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Until then, God bless.